If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mike Conti is with us. I'm going to go ahead and bring Mike Conti in because he's joining us for this segment. But before we get to United and Hawks, every time we have a staff meeting, Mike Johnson looks at me, and I kid you not, I am not speaking out of school. He goes, I swear, if Abe brings that damn water bottle, because every time you make a ton of noise, and you always sit right
behind
us.
It's a little bit of noise.
It's not a little bit.
It's a little bit.
It's probably distracts Mike when he is giving his well-thought-out presentation.
Mike,
well,
does it bother you?
I'm actually more distracted about the just overall size of this.
That's the noise.
Yeah,
it's not,
that's pretty.
Please stop.
That's pretty annoying. But that's not a water bottle. That's like
I call
a water,
it a jug. I call it a jug.
Like kettle of some kind.
It's a lot.
Yeah, jug, I don't know. But, you know, it's definitely not
64 ounces.
64 ounces. But the mouth of it is not something you can really drink out of. You need to pour into a smaller.
I pour it down my gullet.
It's too big even for Abe's mouth, which we all know is, you know, he's like hosting with a largemouth bass in here. So
well, the problem is my office is right across from the studio. When Abe is hosting, it is impossible for me to like take a call or talk to anyone without closing my door because Abe and I we have a similar problem in that we're both naturally loud people.
And I'm not quiet myself.
No, but Abe is next level.
To be fair, what is supposed to be soundproof is definitely not. Like, I can always hear stuff through, when I'm sitting in the producer's chair, I can almost hear what Andy and Randy are talking about off air because it just, it bleeds through.
Well, that's because they're loud. I'm going to tell you something.
Saying the air vents like it's Mission Impossible.
The only person I've ever hosted with where I have to turn down my volume.
Headphone volume, yeah.
To where I can't hear myself is Steak until today. And now it.
Here's the thing.
Like, that just hurt my ear.
Yeah. No,
I haven't even started. Steak actually yells. I don't yell. I'm incredibly loud. I'm animated. But I don't think
Have you ever had a face-to-face conversation with Stink? Like, I don't think he's yelling. I think that's his actual...
Yeah, he's loud, and so are you.
Tone of voice.
So are you.
I think he turns it up a little more than I do.
So last night...
Because there are moments where he's actually yelling.
Last night, I was watching the game, and Amy was like, I'm not going to watch it with you. I was like, that's fine. I watched it. It was me and Sprinkles. Sprinkles was sleeping. And when they called the technical foul on the bench, was the only time I said a word the entire game verbally, vocally, I guess I should say. And I screamed a couple of expletives, and the dog jumped up like she was terrified. Like I was yelling at her. I was like, I had to apologize. There I am apologizing to my dog, and my anger brought me. Actually, zenned me out a little bit. If my dog was here right now, she would be in the corner hiding with your volume.
She would probably also just pick up the scent of Chipper and Alpha and cower. I get that. Don't blame her.
All right. You know what? I can't. See, this is my thing. Abe told me something, Mike, the other day that I had no clue. We were talking, and we were just kind of talking about, you know, where we're, like, families are from and stuff. And I asked him about his dad, and he goes, I was like, well, what'd your dad do? He's like, you know, you mind me telling, right? You're okay.
Yeah.
He goes, he was a defense attorney. Mm-hmm. And I go, oh, okay.
Well, no, he was a lawyer. My well, brother's
oh,
a
just a regular
attorney.
Lawyer. Yeah. Okay. He's a lawyer. And I said, well, what'd your mom do? And he says, well, she was an attorney too, but now she was a judge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I said, oh, this makes so much sense. Like, you never had a chance, not in a bad way, good way, but you never had a chance not to be argumentative and be just antagonistic on everything. Like, I'm bad. I am brutally bad at it. I'm very argumentative. But I said, if we had a show and it was just our show, it'd be called The Last Word.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't want to be in the room as you two fought over who would get the last
That's
word.
That's the point.
Yeah. We'd rotate as the one on a daily basis.
You would have to, like, have a prearranged deal where, okay, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Bo gets the last word. Yeah. Tuesday, Thursday,
I think we'd have to institute hard outs, and one of us would just start filibustering 3 minutes before we get there so the other couldn't talk.
Probably.
Mike Conti joining us in studio. Mike, it's a massive game for the Atlanta Hawks tonight. I don't think it can be understated. You're one game behind Orlando.
Yeah.
The Bulls are right on your trail. They've got Cleveland tonight. That's their own thing. The Heat got a relatively important win last night to keep them in the discussion. You can't make the seven seed if you don't win tonight. Is that too strong? I mean, I know mathematically, but...
It would be very hard, but I don't think it would be impossible because if you look at the Hawks after tonight, Philadelphia, Brooklyn, and then Orlando at home on Sunday, they should win all three of those games. If they do and lose tonight, they'd be two games behind Orlando. They would get one of those games back with the win on Sunday, and then I'd have to look at who Orlando plays this week and maybe square it up that way. So yeah. I think it would be very difficult. I don't think it'd be impossible. You really do want to be the seventh seed.
But
the
flip side is if you beat Orlando, you're almost in the driver's seat at that point.
You control your destiny.
You can put it to a situation where the season finale against Orlando won't matter.
Hopefully.
Potentially.
You would be. So let's play that out now. If you win tonight, you are tied with Orlando for seventh. You would have a tiebreaker, but that really wouldn't mean anything because Orlando could erase that tiebreaker if they beat you on Sunday. But you would be tied with three games left. If you win two, Orlando wins one, yes, then you would go to that Sunday and it would not matter. So I get what you're saying. I mean, you definitely have more paths to the seventh seed if you win tonight, but it's not impossible to get the seventh seed if you lose tonight. Where I'm at right now, as long as you're 7 or 8, whatever.
That's a real concern, too.
Yeah, honestly, the way that Chicago and Miami are playing right now, two teams that I thought would have been kind of just content to be where they are and maybe even trying to position themselves for the lottery, and you know, Miami especially after trading Jimmy Butler, and all of a sudden they're playing great. You really, really just want to try to be in the 7-8 right now because if you go into the 9-10, you could be out with one loss, as we saw last year against the Chicago Bulls. So Abe's right. Immense game tonight. Very important game potentially on Sunday. But I honestly think the Hawks are in pretty good shape right now if they just take care of the business they're supposed to, because those Philadelphia and Brooklyn games coming up on Thursday and Friday, I mean, you don't want to put the hay in the barn, but they do feel rather manageable.
Well, and that's I'm with you about how this has played out. I never would have thought that these all teams would be two and a half games separating all four of them.
Yeah.
But I keep going back to the three losses in a row between the Blazers, the Mavs, and the Knicks. What? How do you? And I don't want to put you on the spot, but how does that happen? Like, what happened there?
This is the Hawks, this is what they've been this year. They play up and down to the level of their opponent. The loss to the Knicks, I think that's more matchup-oriented than anything else. Towns was getting everything he wanted on Saturday, and it was a very difficult assignment for Onyeka Okongwu and then Don Barlow to try to mitigate that. You could have been a little bit better defending the three-point line, and then, if Towns gets his 35, you tip your cap. If you're shutting the Knicks down from the three-point line, you might be a little more competitive. But I throw that one completely out. You're going to have nights like that in the NBA. Dallas, I thought they were very competitive in that game. The Mavericks, when they are as healthy as they are at the moment, where at least Anthony Davis and Klay Thompson are both playing, That's a tougher matchup on the road. Hawks had chances to win. I thought they were very competitive in that game. That one doesn't bother me.
Yeah, Anthony Davis played good in that game, too.
The one that bothers me is the Portland game. Because, again, Portland had almost everyone out. And there were overtones of that Brooklyn game from a couple weeks ago up at Brooklyn where the Nets had everyone out. And it just felt like the Hawks played down to the level of their competition. That's been their story for years now, playing up and down to the level of their competition. And unfortunately, losses like that can add up. The Hawks, going into that Portland game, had a somewhat okay chance at maybe sneaking into the sixth seed. I mean, a lot would need to go their way, but you'd be putting a lot of pressure on the Milwaukee Bucks if you won that game. And instead, you capitulate. Now you're just hoping to get seventh. And you might not get eighth as a result of all this. That's the frustrating thing. But again, you know, you have to look at all the things that have happened to this team this year, both good and bad. The Jalen Johnson injury, the trades they had to make, everything they've had to do to get to this point. They feel like a 500 team to me. They could still be a 500 team if they win their last four games.
Mike Connie joining us in studio, joins every Tuesday for the most part at 11:40, travel depending. For the listeners who were tuned in most of the day on Saturday already know this, but for those who maybe were unaware, you pulled the double dip on Saturday. You had action with the Hawks, then you slid across the street and performed the Atlanta United game as well. And so I'm more interested in like a behind the scenes. When you see the schedule, like how much goes into your consideration of like, I think I can make this work. Am I devoting my best to each performance? Like what goes in your mind as to when you then say, all right, I'm going to do both?
Yeah, it's a great question. I'm getting old and tired and grouchy, and I'm becoming more and more willing to not do doubles anymore. And fortunately, John Fricke and Caleb Johnson have done a really good job filling in for me on a bunch of Hawks games this year where it's been impossible for me to do the game. When the schedule came out, my initial thought was, ooh, yeah, I think I'm probably going to end up doing just Atlanta United that day. But then
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Got cocky because I remember back in, I don't know if you remember this, like back in COVID times in 2020 and 2021, we would have to do those doubles a lot because everyone was trying to get games in at the same time. Like I remember doing Falcons Atlanta United doubles in the fall of 2020. And I feel like there was even a day, correct me if I'm wrong, like we did a Falcons game. Bo, help me out. We did a Falcons game at 1. We had an Atlanta United game that we did at the stadium because we weren't traveling because of COVID at like 7. And then as I was driving home, the Braves were in game 7 of the NLCS. All on the same night, if I'm remembering that correctly.
Oh, they, during 2020?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was I remember watching that game on TV. Yeah.
I remember during the 2021 playoff run for the Hawks, I did a couple Atlanta United games and then walked across the street to do Hawks. It's easier for me to do Hawks because Steve does all the heavy lifting, Abe. So.
Well, it's also is it not a little bit easier? Sorry to cut you off.
No.
When you play 82 games like you do with the Hawks and you play a team 3 or 4 times. And you get later in the season, is it not a little bit easier preparation-wise than it is when you – like in the NFL, you get ready for one team all week.
Yeah.
And United, you get ready for one team all week, and you don't see them 4 or 5 times a year.
Absolutely. And in the case of Dallas, who Atlanta United was playing, I hadn't seen them in a couple years. So I was really preparing more for Dallas than anything else on that day on Saturday. But you want to go behind the scenes. Do you know what the biggest concern was in the Conte house on Saturday? My wife was so concerned that I was going to get enough to eat before leaving to do this. Now, I am a heavier individual, and I appreciate my wife trying to keep me nourished and everything like that. But, you know, she bought me all of this jerky and shelf-stable stuff that she put in my cart. Like, she really did a great job. I really appreciate it. Had a really big brunch at home before, and I'm thinking, man, this is just going to make me sleepy. I'm going to fall asleep doing the Hawks game at this point. So I will say this. Thank God that my wife made sure I was nourished, and Abe can attest to this. The food at the Ben's Press Box on Saturday.
And Saturday was my favorite day of the season thus far in terms
really
of the meal.
Very, very good. Yeah. They did Texas barbecue.
Okay.
So they did brisket. They did like a pimento cheddar biscuit, which was kind of like the Cheddar Bay biscuit from Red Lobster.
They were out of those
by really
the time.
Good. And then the collard greens were
well, I know they had mac and cheese. They always had mac
they
and cheese.
They did not have mac
what?
And cheese.
What? They always.
They have not always. Other weeks.
You know what?
Yeah.
They never. It might be because of me, but they never don't have mac and cheese on Falcons games.
Well, the soccer buffet is much smaller than the NFL buffet, but the Carvel is working.
I wish we had you longer because I wanted to ask you if we were going to talk about this part and behind the scenes, what your like your routine is, because I have a distinct routine, whether it's home and away, one for each, and I just wonder, I always wonder that about other people, or if I'm the only one that's just crazy.
The road game routine centers around a nap. That is the keystone of my day. The home game routine is just make sure you get there on time, because you never know about traffic on the connector.
Mike, thank you.
All right, guys. Great job.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.